So we're back for another season of Panthers post-game podcast on Panthers Radio. And if you're at the rink or you watched it on the webcast,
the Wobcast,
it's a good new name for it. Yeah, that was an absolute thriller. John O'Bullard, you got the chance to commentate on it. I think the one thing that stands out, that the energy of this team is not going to be questioned all season.
No, not in the slightest. Me and Dan were talking off air, and we see so many differences: the speed of attack, the transition from defence to attack, the willingness to battle for the puck and battle to win it back was all evident tonight. And to be fair, it was a fantastic game between two very good sides. It wasn't a pre-season game. That was a real high-intensity encounter.
So moving on to Ken, and you know, no one's going to get too high with the highs and too lows with the low after defeat last night. But the one thing we will say, you enjoy working with the team and the crowd. That's your job, to for the energy in the building. I feel this team are going to give you a lot of energy to work with.
You can't argue with the level of energy and intensity. And what you can see tonight is when the team, when the players come together in the way that this team have, they give that energy out there, and the energy gets returned back from the crowd. One of my biggest things I want to say tonight is about a million degrees in there as well.
You've lost 2 stones.
Yeah, I know. I'm absolutely sweating. Parts of me are stuck to other parts of me, and I can't go into details.
Can I get closer?
Because of what will happen on there, I'll get banned. The podcast will get banned. Mm-hmm. But like, that is a team. There were a few moments in that game where I think last season's team would have collapsed a little bit, and we kept it together. And you know what? New season. Yeah, it's not, you know, at the end of the day, it's a pre-season game. Don't get too high with the highs, but great result, great energy. And if I was a fan watching that, which I am, I'm coming back next week against the Coventry Blades.
Greener, Jonathan, you won't have heard this yet, but I spoke to Jonathan immediately after the game, and he wasn't 100% happy. I came in with a positive question, and he's like, oh, yes, but there's still work to do. And that's great to see, isn't it? Because, you know, 4,500 people have gone home happy. Panthers have put in a real battling performance, but it's great, and this is what pre-season's about, isn't it? That you work on those things, whether you win or lose.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like Ken was saying, you know, you try not to get too high. It's obviously a huge win, some really good individual performances, but, you know, I'm sure there's still mistakes. I'm sure the systems aren't down. You know, power play, penalty kill, there's always things to work on, but I think it's getting the guys fit, coming through unscathed. But I think picking up a win against, you know, one of the big always title contenders is a huge, you know, thing to achieve. And we have to move on next week and, you know, do it again against Coventry and then move on to the season in good spirits.
The stat man of doom, BBC Radio Nottingham's Chris Gadsby, TSGG. But yeah, I joke about that, but in many ways, that record that the Steelers have been building up on the Panthers last season and a bit before, I think it was probably important for this Panthers side to get that monkey off the back early, wasn't it, Chris?
It was, and as you say, it was just pre-season, but I think if in the first weekend of pre-season you lose both games, then it is, even just mentally, a little bit of a, you know, it is a monkey off the back and in the back of your mind. So to get one in what was a fabulous game, very entertaining, and I liked a lot of what I saw today, and I think the fans should be very, very happy.
I've got a present coming here. Look at this. So look at these. I'm going to have to be wearing these at some point. Thanks to Ross from SNP. I knew these were coming.
I've worn those tonight.
I mean, to be fair.
In fact, they are like swimwear shorts with Panthers on.
You will need to put a picture out, yeah, because obviously we're audio.
Yeah, so,
wear my swim shorts in the sauna, which was where we were tonight.
So I think, I forget where we picked these up. Ross from SNP Europe, thank you. Tell me about these, didn't get a chance to get up them. They're red shorts with Panthers all over. They're fabulous. I'm not sure, I don't know when I can wear them at home on a game day, because that would scare everyone. But I suppose I could go swimming in them.
Something about having a Panther in your pants.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Gordon. Well, yes, good point, yeah.
You know,
swim shorts.
Gordon, can we have the vault winner light a little bit before I go on the ice? Is that all right?
Oh, well, that's not Gordon's fault, is it? Yeah. We can't blame him. Anyway, let's go back to hockey. Jono, what's your biggest positive takeaway from tonight?
Speed of attack, I think. Yeah. We were so quick going forward. And the number of times you've got breaks, two-on-one breaks, clear one-on-oh breaks. Yeah, we saw it so many times, especially in the first period. I think we had two one-on-oh breaks on the netminder. To be fair, I thought Marone and Mike Robinson were excellent tonight. I thought both netminders played absolutely superbly. But I think for me, the way that we attacked and we created them odd man rushes, I think we're going to be a problem for most teams this season.
Yeah, and Greeno, what about you? If you know, agree with Jono, or do you have some other sort of big positive that, you know, the number one thing for you to take away?
I think fairly similar. I just think, you know, Ken was talking a bit about, you know, last year's team or maybe the last few years. I just think, for me, it was that depth where it didn't matter which line was on, anyone could score. It wasn't like before, oh, this guy or that guy. It was, you know, all four lines had depth scoring, they had chances, they had speed. They were, you know, creating chances on the rush. They were, you know, good at had good offensive zone time. I think it was just night and day from, you know, I don't know how many shots we ended up with there, but you know, it was a lot of quality shots against, yeah, against a really good Steelers team. And I just think that's it. You know, we obviously missed speed, goal scoring. I think we had both of those in abundance tonight.
Chris, Steelers are good though. Steelers will be a good team this year, no doubt about that.
Yeah, they will be. I think one thing that really struck out to me tonight was the desire of every Panthers player, as soon as they lost the puck, no, I want it back. Come here, I'm having that puck back. And the third goal as well from Hembrand.
Neiman.
Puck is on the back of the net, and he goes, no, I'm not just letting them just take it off. I'm going around the back of the net. Yeah. I'm having it, fighting two off and getting it in off both posts. Yeah. And I think that we saw that all over the ice, the forecheck, back checking, not letting them have any time on the puck, being physical when they need to. And if they can do that every other game, you know, when you're playing Fifes and Dundies who aren't going to bring the intensity of the rivalry and that speed that, Johnny, you've mentioned as well, then, should be, hopefully, a very good season to come.
I like that. I teed you up to say something nice about the Steelers and you ignored it and moved on. Great. Ken, similar question really to end now with everyone else. Your one big takeaway from tonight?
I've got two. I'm going to give one from last night as well and tonight, which is the netminding.
Yeah.
Stojanovic, it could have been 10 last night if it wasn't for Rock. So, great, you know, great in that department. And then Robinson, solid again tonight. So that's a big one. And I thought as well, my other positive is, they've been working hard all week. They've not really had a break. They've had intensive training, two training sessions, gym sessions. Yeah. So they're coming in here, you're seeing them skating. You know, the ice is going to be terrible with that warmth. It was terrible in Sheffield last night. Bjorkung came and said it was like skating in quicksand.
Yeah.
So to get that tired legs after a heavy training sessions in the week as well, I think it's great to see that the compete level was high. And the desire and the intensity was there right through the team, even when, you know, this is just quite an intensive camp that the guys are having from Paraday.
Yeah, excellent. Great way to end. Brilliant. Thanks a lot, as ever, to everyone who has been involved tonight on the podcast. We'll be back, as I say, every week, pre-game and post-game. And we do have a little plan as well, just to take it on the road, not very far at all, but just to do something slightly different. So watch out for that one very soon indeed. But for now, on the Panthers podcast after the game, of course, a great win for the Panthers in pre-season in the GM Memorial Cup. Nice to honour former manager, general manager Gary Moran with a victory as well. Panthers take this one 4-3. Appreciate you joining us and we'll speak to you soon. Yeah.